Okay, Chelsea, I feel like it's been a while since we've touched base on this whole AI phenomenon. So, Fringe and Mini this week, I decided to kind of look at some things going on with AI. Not necessarily AI itself, if that makes any sense, but some of the things going on around it, and not necessarily in a bad way, just so everybody knows that ahead of time.
Well, perhaps. Let's see if it makes
Perhaps.
sense in
Yes.
the end.
That's fair enough. Okay. This article comes from CBC. It's posted on October 29th, 2024, written by Mehek Mazar, and it is titled "Microsoft, Google, and Amazon Turn to Nuclear Energy to Fuel the AI Boom." Big tech companies are scrambling to secure nuclear energy deals worth billions of dollars in order to meet the growing demands of generative artificial intelligence. But critics say they need to rethink that and slow down. Quote, "Tech companies have gotten away with a lot just because it's a new area. The approach tends to be move fast and break things in startups and Silicon Valley. And so what worries me is that approach transposed to nuclear energy, because nuclear energy is something that has to involve a lot of care," says Sasha Lucioni, AI researcher and climate lead at New York-based AI developers Hugging Face. In September, Microsoft announced their plans to purchase power from the Three Mile Island plant in Pennsylvania, where the worst nuclear incident in U.S. history took place in 1979. The site shut down its remaining operating unit in 2019, but plans to reopen for this project. Last week, Google announced a deal with nuclear startup Kairos Power, buying 500 megawatts of electricity from seven small modular reactors, SMRs, that have yet to be built. And just a few days ago, Amazon struck a similar deal with the startup X Energy. Small modular reactors are considered safer than traditional nuclear plants due to their smaller size and power output, according to the proponents of the technology. They're also touted as cheaper and faster to build, which will ideally provide the tech companies with a source of renewable energy, in Google's case, as early as 2030. Companies are racing towards nuclear because they are using exponentially more power now due to the upsurge of generative AI use. Both Google and Microsoft missed their net zero emissions goals for 2024, a first because these companies tend to set goals they can meet, according to Lucioni. Quote, "This year, they're like, oh, oops, AI caught us by surprise," end quote, she said. Some see the Microsoft, Google, and Amazon investments in nuclear energy as a positive step towards reducing big tech's emissions. Quote, "I think all of that is great for the environment," end quote, said Jacopo Biongiorno, a nuclear science and engineering professor and director of MIT's Center for Advanced Nuclear Energy Systems. "The AI systems are trained on large data sets and programmed with specific rules and algorithms so that each request the AI identifies patterns in order to provide an answer." Quote, "They're trying to stick that into anything that moves, anything that a customer can interact with," end quote, Lucioni said of the big tech companies. Generative AI takes more power to perform than, for example, streaming shows and scrolling through your social media feeds, says Lucioni, who has researched AI's environmental costs and is currently developing a rating system for the technology. Put another way, one ChatGPT query uses as much electricity as a light bulb needs to be on for 20 minutes, according to a research cited by NPR. Lucioni says companies should be mandated to release how much energy its AI tech uses and to allow users to opt out of using it. Once there is more information about generative AI's energy usage, she says that governments will be able to develop regulations around its use. Quote, "We should be curbing the demand," end quote, she said. Instead, as demand rises, tech companies are investing in nuclear energy and building more AI data centers, which are the mega warehouses full of servers, routers, and cooling systems that power AI. Quote, "There's going to be a couple of years when the demand is going to be outstripping any kind of renewable energy supply," end quote, Lucioni said. Tech companies have been actively looking for renewable energy sources to sustain the rapid growth of generative AI. In 2023, Google built a geothermal power project in Nevada to power its nearby data centers. And Amazon recently became the world's top corporate buyer of solar and wind energy, which I did not know. Good for them, I guess.
There's some random knowledge for you.
Yeah.
To impart on, quote, random people.
Which is, at the end of the day, the whole one of the main reasons we do this podcast.
It really is.
It's mostly for standing near the hors d'oeuvre table, where you need to accost people with your random knowledge and questions.
That's where you need all the knowledge. Obviously, we've fallen short in the past and really need to make up for it.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
But we're making up one small step at a time, apparently. Quote, the use of nuclear reactors is almost like an ideal energy source, and that's because nuclear reactors produce electricity 24/7, end quote, Biongiorno said. Biongiorno believes that it is quite realistic for nuclear power to run constantly without carbon emissions. He says that the small modular reactors that the companies will be using produce less energy than the larger reactors currently on the grid, but are reliable enough to power the data centers that perform AI calculations. Wind and solar energy comparatively need to be backed up with energy storage batteries, and that will add to the cost of land usage associated with the power generation. Quote, building a new nuclear plant is expensive. The good news is that once you have built it and authorized it, then the marginal cost of operating and maintenance plus fuel are actually pretty low and predictable over decades, end quote. As for concerns, about, I guess I can say Biongiorno because they didn't put it there, but it's who it is, I'm pretty sure. As for As for concerns about radiation from the SMRs, Biongiorno says he has virtually none due to the smaller size and energy output that conventional nuclear power plants. They also have passive safety systems, according to one proponent of Canada's investments into SMRs. Quote, if things go wrong, there's no need for human intervention. Things just shut down. And so that's probably one of the biggest differences. End quote. Romina Velshi, former president and CEO of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, told CBC's Edmonton AM earlier this month. The reactor at Three Mile Island is expected to be back up and running by 2028, pending approval from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Google's deal with Kairos Power projects this first SMR to be ready by 2030, whereas Amazon and X Energy are planning for 2039. However, the first SMR project in North America is under construction right now, operated by Ontario Power Generation at the Darlington plant in Clarington, Ontario. It's expected to be the first in North America to go online, and is on schedule to become operational by 2029. Quote, if the investment is there and the need is there, the demand is there, it's absolutely feasible, end quote, Biongiorno said. So that's the article. I do have one more thing to add just before we move on and talk about this, Chelsea, just because there's another article that's super short and I wanted to include it, just because it's somewhat on the same page. This one comes from iPhoneinCanada.ca, which I'm not going to say is a reputable source.
iPhoneinCanada.ca?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
This may be its only appearance on this podcast. And in fact, I'm now
challenge
just realizing.
Accepted.
I'm just realizing now that they also just include that this is coming from the Financial Times. But irregardless, we're moving forward. This article was written 6 days ago by Usman Qureshi.
What article from iPhone? It was stolen 6 days ago?
Maybe, I don't know. By Usman Qureshi, rare bees stall Meta's nuclear-powered AI data center plans. So Meta's on the same page, ambitious to establish a nuclear-powered AI data center in the US, has encountered a significant obstacle due to the discovery of a rare bee species on the proposed site. The Financial Times is reporting, and also iPhoneinCanada.ca or whatever it is. The initiative aimed to partner with an existing nuclear power plant to supply emissions-free electricity for a new data center dedicated to artificial intelligence operations. However, the identification of a rare bee species on the land designated for construction has introduced environmental complications. This setback occurs as other tech giants, including Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, have secured agreements with nuclear power operators to meet the escalating energy demands of their data centers. Despite this challenge, Meta remains committed to exploring carbon-free energy solutions, including potential future collaborations involving nuclear power. I think that's far enough for that one. I just wanted to include them because that's a good part of the story. Maybe the bees get to survive. They probably don't because a billionaire is behind this getting built, so he probably gets the last say.
Now we know about iPhoneinCanada.com. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to
and sorry Chelsea
when it's what
.ca. I don't want you going to that other website. I don't know what trash is there.
To finish my thought, I did not listen to that last part because I was too busy looking at the news articles on iPhoneinCanada.ca. I'll have to listen
really
to it
when it's released. The banner does not have different news categories. It has Amazon deals and shopapple.ca. Yeah,
and a category for Tesla. Anyhow, it's no good, so I'm sad that I missed that. All I know is you said something about bees at the end. So.
Well, I mean, if we take nothing else from this, Meta may be responsible for nuclear bees, or radioactive bees in the near future. That's probably a good one to
keep. Does that make them stronger?
Well, usually it makes them cancer riddled. So.
Okay, well, that's not good. Have. We need those bees. If it made them stronger, perhaps I'd be on board. But it's seemingly, by that summary, I don't think I like it. Does this have anything to do with our chain emails that we're getting and can't delete, and as well as our old photographs that we can't delete from the cloud?
Well, I don't taking up think so, much so. And I know we talked storage. About that. We talked about that a while back in one of the Fringy minis, that a lot of our just like mundane uses of the usage of the interwebs ends up contributing to global warming in ways we didn't realize. That pales in comparison to the actual power needed for AI, despite the fact that nobody really needs AI.
So why, like, is it because AI's thinking? Why does it take so much power for AI?
Because it's a language model, and it takes a lot of power to be able to actually come up with those sentences based on all the information it's been fed.
And so it's like thinking, and it's like...
It's not thinking. I cannot stress enough that it is not thinking.
It's like it needs calories to be able to generate output.
Sure. It's blood for the blood god.
Okay, so definitely not alive any more than a light bulb is alive.
Yeah, and that makes it great that they explained that it uses as much electricity as a light bulb. However, I wish they would have specified if we're talking about like incandescent bulbs or like the newer light bulbs that are pretty energy efficient. Or, I don't know, maybe we're talking about a kerosene light bulb for some reason.
Maybe.
I don't think they exist, but maybe that's what we're talking about.
I mean, they could if you really wanted it to, but who wants it to? Unless you're a ghost on a lake.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Anyhow, the reason I really wanted to like bring this to our attention is because it is in the AI realm. And it is interesting that we're going back into nuclear power. And I don't have a problem with nuclear power per se. Like, in itself, there's no real issues with it that can't be offset. However, the problem I always have, and it comes back to our entire capitalistic model, that everything needs to be run for a profit. And I just don't trust nuclear power being run for profit.
Yes.
Because that can...
Obvious reasons.
Yeah.
We all know.
And I find it particularly apt that they're in fact going to be using Three Mile Island for Google Energy.
Yeah, that seems... That whole sentence in itself seems wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess of all the energies, that one's one of the... I don't want to say the wrong thing. Greenest?
Compared to, it's quasi-green in that it isn't renewable exactly, but it's sustainable over an extremely long time period.
And who knows how long we're going to be here for that, because as covered in the article, we are slowly destroying the environment.
Yeah, but we'll have nuclear bees, so it could be... That could be good. It could be cancer riddled. We don't know.
It sounds like they're weaponizing bees. It was only a matter of time.
It really was a matter of time. And frankly, we don't even have a Bee-Man comic book, as far as I know. Bee-Man. And now I'm kind of stuck on what the superpowers would be and what the arch nemesis would be. But you guys got 48 hours to think this stuff up. Send it to us. We got an email. You guys don't use it, but we got it. Anyhow, bye.